Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers, do you use the slash and burn method to clear your land for planting? Well, did you know this practice can and actually has caused bushfires, resulting in losses amounting to millions of dollars each year? The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is urging you not to use this method of clearing land, particularly during this dry period. We'll hear more in today's program. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. Me call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
Slash and burn is the cutting and burning of trees to clear land for cultivation. It's probably one of the most common techniques used to clear farmlands. However, Public Relations Officer at Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, Emilio Ibanks, says in extended dry periods, this technique often leads to dangerous bushfires.
In dry, windy conditions, you are setting yourself up and others to lose their livelihoods.
Bushfires pose a serious threat to farm produce, livestock, and property, and in extreme cases may lead to loss of lives.
Especially in areas like St. Elizabeth, where there is a whole lot of dried grass and open lands, it is going to go literally like a wildfire.
Mr. Ibanks says during the summer months, 75% of calls to the Jamaica Fire Brigade are related to bushfires, caused mostly by simple human error. The JFB is therefore suggesting mulching as an ideal alternative to bushfires, particularly during the dry period.
Clear the land that you must clear and use the same leaves on the grass as mulch.
Mulching has added value to farmland, especially during dry seasons.
It will help to keep the ground temperatures lower than normal, so it will keep cool and it will offer some amount of moisture, so you'll get better yields. So you can use the same sticks from the trees that you would have cut down to actually help you in the farming as well. So you don't really need to indulge in slash and burn.
Public Relations Officer at Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ibanks.
Persons must understand your best bet in any situation, really, is that old adage that prevention is better than cure. So persons have to understand, everybody has to do their bit to prevent the fires from actually starting up. In the event that the fire actually starts, it is in your best interest to call the fire brigade immediately.
And now for today's proverb. Hungry McMonkey blew a fire. Translation, hunger makes the monkey blow fire. This means when people are in need, they are forced to become resourceful and learn new habits.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
We've come to the end of our program. Join us again next time. Till then, you're invited to visit our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Vaughn Davis, wishing for you a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.